B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
I'm going to play this one more time, and then we're going to retire this.
It's no not November. No not November. No not November.
Maybe we'll bring it back next year.
No, not November. Cause ain't no nothing in November.
See, the thing about it is every time I said I didn't do it, you guys didn't believe me.
Yep.
Still don't.
Well, it's now December, so I've definitely had sex.
Oh, good for you.
But just to confirm how November went, I got my beautiful wife on the phone. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, love. Hi.
Did you miss me last night?
What?
Did you miss me last night?
Yeah, the bed was a little cold.
She sent me a picture of my side of the bed with an arrow and said, what did it say? Miss you here or something?
It said, need you here.
Yeah. And tonight I'll probably be staying in a hotel again. Can you handle it?
Every noise I heard, I was scared. It was not good.
Okay, well, would you guys have any questions for her? How about we do this?
It's tough to believe couples. Seriously.
Wait, I'll do it.
She's going to lie for you anyway.
Wait, hold on.
So it doesn't matter.
How about we do an over-under? Melissa, you challenged me on November 6th, okay?
Yes.
You challenged me November 6th, so no, not November. When do you think was the first date that we had sex? If the challenge was laid out November 6th.
Right.
Pebbles?
I like this. I like this.
Can I say the 7th? No, I'm just kidding. I will say the 10th.
You'll say the 10th. Okay.
Now, are you guys going to be honest with us?
Yeah, Nicole.
I'll be totally honest.
Okay.
And
all right.
Melissa?
I'm going to say the 13th.
And you're going to say the 13th?
Yeah, I'm going to say you went a good week.
Okay. Who was the winner? Closest without... closest, it doesn't matter about going over. Just who's the closest?
The night of the,
I like this.
The night of the sixth, Ramiro asked for kind of like a goodbye kiss.
Oh, Jesus.
In a sense. And then it was kind of like the next day he was like, "Oh well, let's just do it again, and then we'll start tomorrow." And then it was like, "Well, let's just start on Monday."
So the sixth, and then, you were out.
Wait a minute. What?
And I was going to say the 7th, too. It was right there.
So Pebbles, you were the closest, but definitely went over.
Hold on. You're saying that you didn't even last, like, 6 hours?
It was, like, 4 hours from when I talked to you. But at the time, I was being honest.
I really can't.
I was like, let's just get one in real quick, and then we'll start fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's still the same day, it counts in my head. But then I convinced her. I was like, okay, well, let's just do it a lot this week, and then we'll start like fresh on Monday.
I can't.
At that point, it was like, I think the longest we went was like maybe 3 days.
Two or three. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the?
Oh, good for you guys, flaunting your sex all over the place.
Yeah, okay. I got questions.
Okay.
What was the point of continuing the charade of the no, not November, if you were just going to tell us you did it anyways? What was the point of that?
So now you're mad at us for being honest?
Yes!
You have to make up your mind.
Yes, Nicole! Yes! Because you, even though we didn't believe you,
God,
you had us fooled all damn month.
So you would rather me have kept the lie going?
Yes!
And Nicole,
wait, Ramiro, let's take it back.
Oh,
we were good the whole month. Let's take it back.
We haven't had sex yet.
You know what, Ramiro? No, forget it. Forget it. I used to think you could do anything. Now, I don't think... Forget it.
What else did you think I could do? Fly?
Yeah, seriously, I did.
Breathe underwater?
You're a very strong-willed, disciplined person. I thought for sure you would get at least a week out of it. Never mind 4 hours. I'm done. I wash my hands. So I guess Destroy Ick December is not on, right? Or is that on?
I destroyed it in November. Okay, what do I need to destroy it in December for?
Awesome. Thanks, Nicole.
Wife, I'll...
No problem.
I'll see you later, and I'll come home with a tree stain. We got a tree yesterday. We forgot to bring it. We forgot to have our get a tree stain.
We have it. We just can't find it.
Yeah. Hey, I'll bring home the tree stain.
Right,
wink,
right,
wink.
Right.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.